Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and I'm so excited because tonight is going to be another awesome night right here on the program. Tonight we're talking about music with lyrics versus the instrumental, which is preferred. Tonight, that's what we're going to dig into. But before we go into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to express ourselves collectively as a community. Lord, we thank you that you allow us to wake up every day to a beautiful day and just go on our journey to do what we quest to do and the things that we like to do. Lord, all we ask that you bless it for the sake that we can grow from it, so that we can learn and understand this business that we so desire to be in. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in and locked into Hip Hop National, and that we can continue to come together as a community collectively to express ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Tonight we're talking about music with lyrics versus the instrumental. Which is preferred, you know? Everybody got their taste in music. I don't care if you're a songwriter. I don't care if you're a beat maker. I don't care if you're a loyal listener that love music. You do have a preference. And tonight we want to know why and what it is, because it helps us to understand our craft and better deliver to you as professionals. So tonight, let's get it going. I have No Great, that's K-N-O Great, along with me right now. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, that's K-N-O the Great.
K-N-O the Great. What's happening, brother? How you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing today, brother?
Pretty good. Welcome to Hip Hop National, my man. Thank you for joining us. What's your take on tonight's topic? What's your opening statement? Music with lyrics versus the instrumental. Which do you prefer?
Really, both of them, really. Because, I mean, when you rapping or you singing, it's like a melody in a sense. So, as long as when you flow, you're going to always match up with the song in a sense. You know, they're going to play together. So I think the lyrics, but today's world, the lyrics nowadays, I don't know what happened. You know, I mean, I remember when I used to listen to hip hop in the 90s. It was all positive, you know what I'm saying? And it reflected positive. I mean, like when I grew up, but listen to today's music and the lyrics, kind of lyrical content that they have now. You know, these kids out here listening to this. You know, it's shocking.
I like what he said, Poetic.
I do too, but I want to know where it's coming from. I want to know, was that something that's influenced by the show, or is this his personal thought? The reason why I say that, because I don't want to influence your thoughts. I want to know what you really feel on the inside. So I just want to know, is that coming from you, coming from the heart?
Yeah, that's coming from the heart. I mean, when you make music, it's got to come from the soul, you know. You know, and that's like me. It's been some years. It's been about 10 years. I used to rap back in the day or do hip-hop. And, you know, I kind of just did it on the side. But now, just really practicing and mastering my craft and using, like, positive metaphors, I mean, it's like I'm singing. I'm rapping, but I'm singing. It's just, you got to, when you go at this, you have to practice. It's practice, practice, practice. And then as you build your confidence up, as people who surround you, you go ahead and do that in front of them, and then they'll be like, yeah, you sounded better. It's all about confidence. Confidence and practice will get you everywhere. to get you everywhere you need to go. So, you know, just the delivery. Delivery, that's the main key. You know, as an artist, if you're going to rap, is that delivery. Keep practicing on delivery. But not only that, but just try to practice your own type of delivery. Come up with your own type of concepts and delivery. You know, because I remember back in the days when I used to listen to music, you know what I'm saying? I used to call other rappers that they used to bite. You know what I'm saying? They always used to have beef because they used to, like, bite each other's type of style. So just creating your style and perfecting your delivery and actually really talking about something, because you don't hear, you know, nowadays music, they don't really be talking about anything, not anything that you can relate to. You know, music is about being able to have that relation to music because you relate to it, you know, and you don't hear that nowadays. Not everybody's doing what they talk about in the songs, and I just feel sorry for the kids, you know, if they listen to this music and think that, you know, that's how life is, because that's not like how life is, so.
Listen, let me jump in there. This is Raw Dog. I want to ask Kano Great, if he, do you do your own music, or do you buy beats, or do you have someone that supplies you with the music?
Oh, I do it myself. I do it all. All the production, I write, I make my own beats. I just love music. You know,
here's a question. And okay, if you do your own music, I know you've got a catalog of different things you've been working on. That you know, until they formulate and you feel the right lyrics to go on them, do you ever try to sell them?
I do, but music is it is about money, but it's not to me. I'm just trying to perfect my craft. So, I mean, whether some people, it might take them a certain lot of time to do something, but, you know, I'm just taking my time at it. It's like wine. I'm just trying to perfect it. So that's why I give some beats to some people, you know, but, you know, me, when I make something or I write something, it's never good enough for me. You know, so I got to keep going at it. You know what I'm saying? So, and then when I write, it's like writing a story, you know what I'm saying, or write some poetry, you know. That's the other way you have to write. You don't hear that because everything nowadays is broke up. You know, they're talking about one thing over here, and then now they're way over here in left field, and then now they're way over here in right field, then they're here in center field, and they ain't really talking about nothing. So, and I think
I take it that when you do the music, that the artists that come to you, it bothers you on what they're trying to put on top of your music.
Yes, see, but that's why I educate them. They come here, I want to write something positive. You know, I want to be more creative. You know, I've had people like that. And I've also, you know, I just like to teach, too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm a master of rap or anything like that, but I could teach people. I have that ability to teach them and teach them how to write. I had a young man here. He didn't know how to write a 16. He didn't know how to write 16 bars. And I showed him.
Wow. Rado, that'd be an excellent topic right there.
Exactly. He's full of knowledge.
I've
talked to Kano just shortly, and he's very intelligent. You know, but I got a question for you. Now, you know, if there was a channel on the radio that you could tag your songs without having lyrics and what have you, would you be wanting to display your music?
Oh, yeah.
For the people to hear?
Oh, yeah. And I got all different types of vibes in music, too. I love using synthesizers. I just try to be creative. Just like creative writing, you can be creative when you make, you know, they pretty much go hand in hand once you keep doing it. So I'd love to do something like that.
Well, you know what? Why I asked that question, and this is something that the host, Poetic, and I have been talking over. I told him, you know, I go to a lot of the beat maker sites, you know, and they're full of people. I mean, they're actually overloaded with people creating songs. And my confusion is, who do I want to go listen to? I don't know the flavor. I just see their name. And, you know, it turns into a lot of people are getting lost on what their creations, because there's so many people putting things up. And, you know, we're thinking about starting a Poetic calls it the Beatmakers Show, where we display different songs with the tags in them and steer people that are interested in purchasing them from the beat maker. And I just want to know, what do you think of something like that?
Yeah, that would definitely be nice. I mean, especially with the tags, but maybe without the tags.
Well, I say the tags because you know how thieves in the night are.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want somebody to lose their baby. You know what I mean? Because that's I do music, and everything, every song that I might create or what have you, they're like my babies. You know, they evolve, and you, like you say, you're never really satisfied. You hear something else that you can add, and it's like watching them grow.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same point, an outlet for people that are trying to get into the industry, the individual artists, I think there should be an outlet that they can hear different beat makers and what they have to offer. See, because we're global. We're over in the UK. We're down in South America. We're in Africa. We're in the UK. And we get people that listen to what we have to offer. And I think it's revenue that a beat maker could – that's money. Because, you know, and it would steer them to the beat makers, you know. Because I'm going to say this to you. Sometimes the music is just beautiful, you know, to the ears. And when they start to do the rap on top of it, they cloud it. They got to rap from the beginning of when the music starts to the end of when the music ends. And you don't get a chance to hear the artistry of the composition because they can't take credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they want all the credit. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, see, and the thing about it is when you're creating the beats, that's my other favorite thing I love to do. I love to create beats. And when I create a beat, I create it in the sense that it's without lyrics and that whoever listens to it, they can somehow tell their own story and relate to it.
Can I ask you this? Do you do that for the song, for the songwriters to get on the beat? Or do you do it to see how you have an audience response to the beat? What are you looking for? Are you looking for it to be laced with lyrics?
Well, just both, really. One, just to be able to hear it, and then you hear the composition, you're like, yeah, that's real deep, you know what I'm saying? And then if you add lyrics, see, the trick about it, how I make my beats, this, I try to be different than everybody else because everything else kind of the same. So I just try to be my own creative. You know, I just like, it's like a canvas. You know, you drawing on it. See, and then what happens is when you create something different than the norm, you get somebody in here and they go ahead and, you know, they listen to it and they're like, man, that is just, that's amazing. And then they come up with create their own type of style or flow to that particular song, whether it's singing or rapping. And
I got to say this. You know, I'm glad that you called in because of the fact I think like you think. Now the CEO, Poetic, is a lyricist. And we had this conversation. He sees it one way, and I see it another way. Because I can remember when music, people were dancing to music, and they had no lyrics.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has his opinion that he likes music with lyrics in it. And it became a point that...
I like things that tell stories. Now, I mean, come on. I'm a story. I like stories all day. Bob Marley painted many pictures. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true.
Tracy Chapman, she laid out a story when she spoke. You know, it's just some of the people that Tupac, you know, when he delivered, he painted a picture. And me personally, I'm a lyricist that kind of paint the picture. And that's everybody like different styles of lyrics. Now, my question is, are you looking for, like when I ask you for the audience response, do you do party beats? do you do, are you just versatile and you do all kinds of beats?
I do everything. I try dubstep, techno, dance, just pretty much anything. You know, just to try something different. That's a lot of the problem with a lot of artists, especially nowadays, they get stuck in a box, you know. So as long as you try to reach out to different areas, do something different than your norm, you always going to learn something from that. Not only that, but how you just incorporate all that together.
I agree with that. You know, there are those spiritual days that you create something in a spiritual pathway. You know, it music comes when we do music, it comes from the soul. And
Yes. That's
something that I want you to realize is that as when you, those that create music, it's an inner thing. You don't know where it's coming from, and you don't know where it's going until you've got it down, and it will definitely amaze you, you know. And I love it myself. That's part of my soul, you know. So I do understand what he's saying, you know, and I think a beat maker show might be an excellent format because, you see, there are songs that I have that don't have lyrics, you know, but they're great melodies. They're motivational. They have to each one the point to be able to paint their own picture, you know, and I think that's where music's got to go to, is so people can paint their own picture and refresh and motivate and stimulate and all those kind of good things, you know. Hey, when you're with your woman, the wrong words can make the wrong mood, you know. I mean, you gotta kind of look at it in a point that music comes from the soul, and it can soothe the soul. At least I feel that way.
Let me get it correct, because I've been kind of doing some extra stuff in the background. You are a producer. Can you give me all of what you're capable of doing as a music industry professional?
Pretty much everything.
You're a writer? You're a lyricist?
Huh? Yeah, oh, I'm definitely
a
lyricist.
You're a lyricist. So as a lyricist, what's your style of delivery? Or do you have a style? And what dictates what type of song that you write?
Really, it depends on the mood I'm in. Like, if I see something, the way I am, I'm a fighter. I was born a fighter. In the sense of fighting, I was born a fighter. Just fighter in life. Fighter.
You scaring me, brother. What, you coming here to fight me tonight?
No, I'm saying I was just born a fighter.
I'm messing with you.
Fighter for the cause. Fighter for people.
Uh-huh.
You know, a fighter for the people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah,
I stand to be corrected. I like that.
Yes, I'm not nobody's enemy. You know what I'm saying? I just want everybody to, you know, everybody to live well. That's it. That's all my only intention.
Now, Kano, about what age bracket are you in?
37.
37 years old. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what has been your opportunity as impacting the masses? Is it something that you do, let's say, do you perform a lot? Are you a performer?
Just somewhat. I wouldn't say I'm a performer. Mostly, I just like to listen to music in the sense of come up with my own type of music. But performer, probably not. I can. You know, I mean, I've been practicing and getting my practice on. But it just took me, the problem I got stuck in is I've been doing music for like 15 years. But the route I got stuck in is just trying to find out who I really am, you know. Because everybody's trying to be like somebody else.
We're gonna come back to that in a few minutes, Kano. We're going to bring in someone else who also raised a hand to join us tonight. Tiffany Hightower, she's a princess to our show whenever she graces us with her presence. Welcome to Hip Hop National, Tiffany Hightower.
Well, hello. How are you all?
We are
I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
Well, I just saw one little post, and it was talking about instrumental versus lyrics. And so I had to chime in and say instrumental all day.
Wait. Why do you say that, baby? Because I'm a lyricist. So that tells me for me to write all my lyrics, that means I'm wasting my time.
No, wrong. Because it helps you. It helps you
I don't write just to help me. I also write as therapy to society.
Okay. Well, you got
to bus now.
You got to keep in mind. I am a filmmaker. So what happens is that in a very very intense scene, I don't necessarily want to or need to hear lyrics. I prefer to hear the melody. I prefer to hear the instruments. I prefer to hear the intensity of the organic feel of the music. And I used to be a musician, so I have nothing against the lyrics, because there's some lyrics that I just love. Like, say, for instance, who's the guy? Avicii? Do you know the musician Avicii? Avicii sings a song. Hold on, let me find it. Because, I always have proof to what I'm saying. Okay, so Avicii sings a song, Wake Me Up. And Wake Me Up is a song that I can't even imagine hearing it. Well, I like the music, but at the same time, the words are so powerful, because it's saying pretty much, wake me up when I've reached my goals in life. Wake me up when
I'm
after.
So these are lyrics that
you're
talking about, right? Right?
Right.
Tiffany?
Right. Now, No. Wait.
He thinks he's safe now. But go ahead and throw him under the bus now.
Not all lyrics do I need to hear. Sometimes, really, seriously, the melody sounds better than without lyrics. But at the same time, there are certain songs, like if you have amazing lyrics that are really going to make me feel something, really going to make me curious about where you're coming from and the journey that you've gone on, then that's a little bit different. But when it comes to, say, for instance, for film, unless you have lyrics that completely coincide with the action of the film, it's probably a little bit better for me to hear no lyrics. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Well, I tell you, I do know what you mean, and you paint a very good, careful picture as you lay out the details of what you're trying to say.
Oh, wait.
So I love it.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you a really good example. Like, say, for instance, if I have a scene, and I have one scene that is silent, just the action. But what I will have the actors do when I film that scene is I'll actually allow them to go through and speak and to improv that scene and to so that it helps them with their emotion. But then what will happen when I edit the piece is I'm going to drop all that volume. So I would prefer to have the option of doing the same thing with music. Okay, I'm done.
No, that's okay. And now I'm about to go back to Kano the Great. Kano, question for you. And I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. Is it Kano the Great or Kano Great?
Kano the Great.
Kano the Great.
C-A-N-O, but it's spelled like it sounded like with the K, so I say Kano. Kano.
Kano.
Like,
Kano the Great. I gotcha. Now, my question for you.
Yes, sir.
You're a lyricist. Do you paint pictures as you write your words that makes a powerful impact to an audience that makes them go, oh, I just love these words? Is that your style of lyrics?
And that's what it's about. It's like telling a story. You have
so
to
is
build.
Your music copywritten?
Is what?
Is it copywritten?
It's not copywritten
protected.
Yet. Nah.
Oh, man, we got to talk. We got to talk, my man.
Yeah, see, but I can always continue to write something better. I perspire to be better every time I write something
better. No, but see, I wanted to hear something. And I wanted to see, and then we were going to kind of listen to it. But it's about protecting your craft. This show, I don't know how you heard about us, by the way, is about protecting your craft and helping you enhance the value of the product by, like, connecting you with the lady who's on the phone and connecting you with possibly a Capitol Records or someone who can help take your stuff to the next level. I'm not saying we don't make promises. We create the opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's what the pathway of this program is about. But first, we want to talk to you about it and protecting your craft.
Yeah, and that's why I called in, because what I've been trying to do is just get out of my small box that I'm in. You know, where I'm at here in Central Illinois, in Bloomington, Illinois, there ain't really too musical around here, you know, to say. So what I'm trying to do is branch out. That's why I'm calling into these shows and trying to help other people, you know what I'm saying? And I would like this to teach. I just love to be in the studio. I love being there with
artists. I love hearing that, too. Now I'm going to ask Tiffany. Tiffany, what kind of advice you have for him as a songwriter? He's not only a songwriter, but he's also an instrumentalist. Coming from your perspective, doing movies and stuff like that, what kind of opportunities is out there if he properly protects his craft?
Well, yeah, that's definitely first and foremost. You know, you have to for sure have copyrights on all of the work that you come out with. But at the same time, what I would say is that I would suggest you working just as hard on the instrumental part of it as you do with the lyrics. Because, say, for instance, if you were ever to submit to me, say, for instance, right now I'm going through and I'm reviewing some songwriters and lyricists and all that, and I want to hear both. And there have been many times since I have already put in my crew, there is a guy that I have, and he's from United Kingdom, and he is a composer. So therefore, he knows what I mean when I say, okay, I want to hear organic, real, emotion-driven music. And now the lyrics are good, too. So the goal is that you don't put one ahead of the other. If you can, I would just suggest to work just as hard on both sides and both aspects of it, because really when it comes down to it, you can't really paint the picture without the ink, and you can't really do anything with the ink without the picture. So therefore, you know, those two need to coincide and need to go together.
Yeah, but really it's about what type of ink you got and what type of canvas you got to paint on.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Come back, man. Come back hard.
Well, this is true. This is very, very true. Okay, okay. So you stopped me there, but I was already assuming that you could take that to mean whatever you wanted. And I'm just saying one thing is that I have, say, for instance, I have a monster rap artist who is absolutely amazing, who comes up with some really deep, intense lyrics to his pieces, but at the same time, his music, just in and of itself, is wonderful. So I would just suggest that you have that. If you ever, maybe not if you just want to post your stuff on the radio, maybe it's important, but if you're ever trying to be considered as like a soundtrack artist, which is a very good look if your music is in a movie, this is a very good look. I keep on telling Al and Raw Dog, they're not listening to me, but I keep on telling them that. if you intend to do that, then you definitely need to work on both. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that's the best aspect of it, you know, just working on both. That's exactly what I do. Because some days I feel like writing, some days I feel like making a beat. Some days I feel like writing, some days I feel like making a beat. You got to keep doing each. Because once you stop, you start back into that motion again. Once you keep on that even flow, you know, you can just come up with creative stuff. You know, like it's when I start really writing and I'll be really thinking about stuff, because that's where it's hard for me to write sometimes, because everything has to be perfection. You know what I'm saying? Everything has to line up, it's stacked, and it has to build. You know what I'm saying? So when you done listening to that song, you're like, oh, this song, you know what I'm saying? I can listen to this again, and then you're picking up on it even more. You know what I'm saying? That's what I try to do. I try to feed them this idea of, you know, positivity, being real, not being just real to the. Just being real to life, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
music nowadays is kind of like the rock bands you heard in the 80s, the big hair bands. They talked about women and cars. That's how rap music is now. What happened then, it transitioned into groups like Nirvana, which was a, you know, alternative rock music, which was kind of real. You had feeling and meaning to it. Same thing's going to happen to rap. You know, right now they're in the trap mode and, you know, lyrics don't count. It's going to swing back to reality because reality is going to hit us out here. It already is. You know, not every, like I said, life is not a party for everyone, you know what I'm saying? And what it is, that's why I love Tupac because it's that relation. You know, I didn't
but don't get me wrong. Party lyrics give us balance, you know, that we do have happy times. But when everything is all every day and all day is nothing but a party, and all you can talk about is your clothes and what you're wearing and it's party, fashion, and drugs, sex, and alcohol, and that's all we got. To me, you're empty in content of your perspective of the things that you really see.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's why I like, this lyric I wrote, for instance, because people are asleep. They're like the sheeple. You know, and I just said, we the people. They say we the people. I say they the sheeple who believe that we're equal. Money corrupts. Politicians say they sold for the Midas touch. Pac say the best. They don't care about us. Got my bootstraps laced, but I don't feel the rush. Conquering the violate with a God we trust, but it's money we lust until we fade in the dust, and we too blind to see that there's more than us. Just open your eyes, try to see what it is. If you don't understand your mind in the biz, lots of good reason no more talk to these kids. If you don't pay attention, then how you gonna live? Trapped in the streets, don't take back or forgive, because without knowledge, then you a slave for real.
He's
cool.
Definitely a lyricist. you know who he reminds me of? Poetic.
Ah.
If we were to ask Poetic to give us one of his, Poetic, he could give you the whole thing. He's definitely a lyricist. You know, it's just something about him. Now, you'll never hear me do anything like that because I'm not a lyricist. I can play you the music. You want to hear one of my songs now? No. I'm just playing with y'all. But, you know, hey, Poetic.
Yes, sir.
Big Moochie on deck. What's up, buddy?
Is he?
Yep. Big Moochie, you up next, man. Tonight we're talking about music with lyrics versus instrumental, the instrumental. Which is preferred to you? Talk to me. Tell me what your thoughts are.
To you now?
Yep.
To me? I usually got to start with the instrumentals first.
You got the what?
I said, to me, I start with the instrumentals first, to me.
And that's because you're a writer? Or is it because, I'm talking about as a lover, let's say from a listener's perspective, is the instrumental alone enough could you actually listen to the radio all day just listening to instrumentals?
Oh, I could, yeah. Yeah, I can.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But see, to me, it's like a, how can I explain it? I mean, it's something like almost like a marriage, you know what I'm saying? Like, see, I'm not a lyricist, so I don't really dig in deep into the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Because, for instance, you have a lot of people that's freestyle rappers and battle rappers, but once they get some music behind them, they can't do nothing to it. You know what I'm saying? But when you got that music already gonna get you nodding your head. And then when them lyrics come on top of that music, that's what really gets into you.
Okay.
Y'all ain't never thought of that like that, hey.
But can I
say you never looked at it that way, hey?
No, I haven't. Tiffany?
Yeah, I just wanna say it kinda depends on the lyrics. Like, say, for instance, you're a lyricist. You're the other gentleman who's on. He is the same. But say, for instance, me, when I try to get my rap off the ground, because I'm not a lyricist, I came up with this rap, and unfortunately, it didn't go platinum. It went, you know, I walked into the door. I pulled some milk off the counter, and I threw it on the floor. I walked back out the door. See, I got nothing. nothing. No, I got no respect for that. So therefore, I'm just.
Hey, I'm not laughing at it, baby. I respect your crime. I just thought it was fun. You know, you said, hey, you're trying to entertain us.
But so I'm saying you need to know that your lyrics are good. You know, you need to know that your lyrics are something that people actually want to hear. You know, and that's the interesting part about it, is that I know we all think that, okay, well, we're good, our lyrics are great, but at the same time, think in terms of the people who are not as impressed if they've heard it before. Think about the people like that, or think about the people who want a more positive vibe or anything. So if you have the instrumental version to back it up, then at least you know you're still in the clear. But if you just limit yourself to one side, then I think it's kind of shooting yourself in the foot. So,
you got to look at it this way. I think God gave us all talent. He's given us all a gift that we are able to express ourselves one way or the other. For me, I'm not the instrumentalist.
Right.
And it's not that I don't appreciate, and I appreciate the instrumental because the instrumental is the body of music that I need for the rhythm to keep timing so I can later lace my track. Hello?
Al, you there?
Yeah, I'm there, sir. How you doing?
This Big Moochie. So you say you ain't like Herbie Hancock and Art of Noise?
No. I did not say that. Tiffany,
okay,
did I say that?
I'm
looking at
those all instrumentals right there.
I'm getting back in the seat. I did not say that. I said I love the instrumental. I appreciate it. I'm just not an instrumentalist. I can't make music. I'm not that. You know, God gave us the gift to do what we do. For me, I'm a lyricist, so I need the instrumental to lace the track. I love instrumentals. Herbie Hancock, I mean, hey.
You redeemed yourself. But, you know, Tony is on the board.
Tony, welcome to Hip Hop National. Welcome to Hip Hop National, man. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you for
having me. Please
state
your name, where you're calling from. Tell everybody where you're calling from.
My name is Anthony Jermaine. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland
in the house. Twice.
In the house. chiming into what you were saying about instrumentals, I think with the way the direction the industry is going, especially with online piracy, you have to focus on instrumentals, especially with movie, TV, film placements, et cetera. You know, that's getting very in demand. You look at a lot of, even like Jimmy Iovine, he's one of the people I look up to. I actually consider myself a future mogul. And, you know, you have to, the corporations are too at risk now to steal music, but the kids of our generation, they were raised around piracy. These kids do not want to pay for records, especially talking about beats and lyrics. You look at most albums, the real structure of an album should be that every song should be a potential hit record. That is completely faded away from the music industry. Now you have one or two singles, a whole album nobody even cares about. You know, and then on top of it, the instrumentals, most of them will not fit into radio or TV, film, et cetera. You have to be as versatile as possible, you know. And that's my perspective on it. And the lyrics and the beat is very, very important. The lyrics are very, very important, especially if you want longevity in your career. I mean, if you're looking to be a one-hit wonder, you know, go ahead. But me, I served as an A&R. When I look from an artist, I want to say, okay, are you really trying to potentially make an album of all hits, or are you just trying to, you know, make one song that's going to be great, you know?
See, the thing is,
ask him about a beat maker show. What does his thoughts if we were to have two hours of
Could we all hold that thought for a second? I am behind in my, you know, what I'm supposed to do. This is something that I'm supposed to do, and it's just I've been messing up.
Gotta pay the bills.
Yeah, I gotta bring it back in timing. So look, guys, we'll be back in just a moment. And I just want to let YB know when we come back, we definitely gonna be coming back to you, Rodol. That question. When we come back, you make sure to propose that when we return. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we'll talk about music with lyrics versus the instrumental, which is preferred. And we got an all-star panel on deck with us tonight, and we are digging in and we're having fun. If you are listening in, you want to call in to 213-559-2995. Press the number 1, and that will let us know that you do want to chime in on the topic. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO, visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a Hip Hop National Radio exclusive.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Right. We're talking about music with lyrics versus the instrumental, which is preferred. I prefer music with lyrics, and I prefer instrumentals. Upload them now. www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Let's talk about it right here on the program. We're going to go back to Raw Dog. We got YB in the building. We will be bringing you in first, and then we're going to go around the panel. Rodolph.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is that with the beat makers, you know, Poetic and I have been talking about putting on a beat makers 2-hour show. That would have the tags that the beat makers put, so their songs can't be sold, but yet can be heard, displayed, and a feedback to where if an artist is interested, they can be purchased. And, you know, the one thing about it is I tell Poetic, this is a global fan base, and we have people all over the world. So, to me, this is a great outlet for the beat makers to be able to get out there and making money. And so, you know, I just want to know if the panel thinks that's a good idea, you know, especially those that create the music. You know, and like Tiffany said, see, I'm going to bring Tiffany on my side now. Ha ha, Poetic. You know, there is some great musical songs that need no lyrics, that are very moving, they're very passionate, they touch the inside of your soul, and, you know, to put lyrics on it would only destroy it. So, you know, it's funny like that. So now I give it back to you, Poetic.
YB's in the building. Where are you calling in from, YB?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama, in the house. All right.
In the house. I want to give a shout out to Big Moochie. And Big Moochie invited me on the show tonight. I appreciate it.
Big Moochie, shout out to Big Moochie. Big Moochie doing the job, man. I love it. I love it, brother. I love it.
Yeah.
Now,
man,
what's your take on tonight's topic? Music with lyrics versus the instrumental. Which is preferred coming from you? And tell me why.
Well, it goes. It's got to go both ways if you look at it. I'm an artist, so as an artist standpoint, you have to look at it both ways. Again, I agree with, like you said, about the movies and that. You know, you're having so much piracy online now that you got to be careful when you use an instrumental, because whether it gets a number one or however, you know, it could come back to haunt you in the long run. But on the end of just lyrical, you know, being with lyrics, you know, it's just that gives the fans the story behind the instrumental, what the instrumental to that artist really meant. You know, like Wayne took every instrumental and flipped it in his way, and he did it on his own in the order than the original artist that did that song to begin with. And, you know, and when you get an instrumental to an artist, it gives him the option to put any voice on it, any concept on it, and he gets to flip it how he wants to flip it. But as a fan standpoint, you still have to give them what you want with the lyrics. So it still goes kind of both ways in favor. You know, lyrics are real good, but the instrumentals also hit real heavy.
Well, now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask him a question. Where do you get your instrumentals from? Do you have one person that you go to? Or how do you find the music that, since you're the artist, that you would put the lyrics to? Where do you find these at?
Well, instrumentals come from, now I have several producers, and I mean, it just really, a lot of people get them offline, you know, mainly, but a lot of, you know, there's a lot of instrumentals that are remade by producers in the South, you know, because I affiliate all over the South, from Birmingham, Tennessee, Mississippi, Florida, and there's a lot of producers that I've ran into that'll take a Rick Ross instrumental and rebuild it and make it similar to it, you know, and I mean, it's just, they come from different angles in my eyes. You know, majority is, you know, you can get mixtapebeats.com and stuff like that, and then you get a beat, and you really don't even realize it's an instrumental until you actually find the file on that beat.
Mm. Well, now, here's a question. Do you think a show displaying different producers of beats would be of value as an entertainer, that would give you a wider selection of possibly hearing that one that you might want and being able to find that producer and working with him? Do you think that an outlet like that, because when I went to the different sites, it's kind of confusing because there's so many of them that you find yourself looking at in one guy's, but then there's another 200 on the other side that you never get to because of time or whatever.
Right.
You know, would it be something that you would want to hear broadcast so that you get different flavors and different, just different points on the music construction?
Absolutely. You know, being from the South and South fans and Southern fans want to hear that Southern music. But, you know, when you go to New York and you go up north, it's like you can't flavor that with it. So I like to go broaden my cast with different producers. And just like this past Friday, I did a show with the Ying Yang Twins in Birmingham. And I had, you know, the crowd, you can see the difference in which song, and with my songs that I write to this song, I know which producer I use. And that's why I kind of watch my fans' reactions, and when they buy CDs and we have CD signings and this and that, people tell me, hey, Ratchet Action was my favorite, or Mr. Alabama was my favorite, you know, and I know that came from two different producers. So I really let the fans' ears give me the fuel, what I need for the fire, really.
Okay. And I appreciate that because, see, we're in the dilemma at Hip Hop National Radio of thinking about expanding so that we can have an outlet for beat makers all over the world to display what they might want to sell to different artists, you know. So we're trying to figure out if a program like that is going to be something that's going to be embraced by, you know, different artists and what have you. And, you know, so I'm glad that you put that in. Did you hear that, Poetic?
Yep, I did. I wanted to hear. I was coming to my sidekick commentator, Tiffany. Now I don't know what to
do. Throw him under the bus.
Okay. Since Al wasn't listening, I'm going to go ahead and step up and answer this question. I mean, I'm just kidding. All right.
Don't hurt him.
Honestly, I think having an outlet, I myself have consistently tried to reach out to you all to help to promote different talent and stuff like that, because at least if you do that, and then I can call in and say, myself, I have been very honest about the type of artist that I'm looking for. So of course, say, for instance, a beat maker, say, for instance, any type of artist has a wonderful instrumental that I might be able to use, and I would like to get in contact with them. But at the same time, now if all they have is just that song, they have, you know, whoever's producing it, they have one song, they have that song with lyrics. And what I'll do, honestly, and I will have to be 100% honest to you all, not that I lie, because I don't, but the thing about it is, the thing about it is that,
what is it that you're doing right now making all that noise?
The thing, who's that?
I don't know. I thought it was your line.
No, not at all.
Hey, if anybody got noise going in their background, I do have your line open, and I'm going to close it for the reason of just so we can have a clear show. But if you got noise,
right,
I want to open everybody's line. All I need you to do is just put it on mute, and then when we come to you, just open up, put it back, take it off mute. All right. I appreciate that.
I do have to say, though, I have been in the situation that lately, especially, there's been a lot of artists that have sent me music. And I've asked, okay, do you have an instrumental version? And they didn't. So since they didn't, I had to go with the song that they sent me. And if those lyrics were not what I was looking for, that just kind of just got rid of their whole opportunity. So I just want to say that. For me. Because I'm talking about me.
Okay,
go ahead. I'd like to add something to that about the beat. Can you hear me good? Am I muted? Or?
No, you're live.
No, we can hear you.
You're live.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing with the beats, like, I study all this daily. I'm only 25, so I have a lot to learn. So I don't mean to sound like a know-it-all.
You're older
than
everybody on the phone. What you talking about? You're only 25.
Yeah.
But what's happening is even when the artists have the beats, they're not being educated on how to obtain the exclusive rights to them or have a contract with them. So even when the beats get into a lady's hand such as yourself, they don't have the rights to use that. The publishing is not theirs at all. So
that's what I was going to say too. That's why.
And it's expensive. You know, and people think they can step into the industry for free. I don't know if you're familiar with the kick drums, but I just actually I just bought exclusive rights to a track by them, and I just wanted the instrumental. And, you know, it wasn't cheap for sure. And it also took a contract, which most of these people have no clue, you know, what an exclusive rights contract is or how to properly negotiate it or get it. So, and then another issue you're looking at by posting these beats on the internet with sites like MP3 School and Vid to MP3, you're really greatly at risk of piracy. And what the government was trying to do, on top of it, I was in computer science classes for 3 years. I spent 1 year on an international network security team. You know, so I know about these things. Your stuff will get stolen directly. I mean, I record people's radio streams. I have one of my friends and clients, he has a record with Rick Ross and The Game on Hot 97. They've been having me sit in Cleveland on my computer recording their radio stream with DJ K Slay, and I steal it perfectly directly through the radio stream. You know, so you have to watch out for these things.
Can you admit to that again? Yeah, I'm going to record this time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I've literally been paid, not that we're doing anything illegal with that, but, I'm getting paid to sit on my computer and record radio streams and stuff for people. And, if you have beats streaming or you have beats available, they're going to get stolen. And on top of that, the artist might end up getting, really it comes down to the internet has to be restructured. And, me being a kid from, I was born in 88, I saw piracy. I've been through it. So that has
now,
to change.
I just want to be clear. Are you a programmer?
I programmed in Java, C++, and HTML. I also do WordPress sites. You can learn about me, Anthony. Yeah, AnthonyGiamei.com, GIAMEI.com. What the government was trying to do with SOPA was correct. But the thing about it is, if you learn more about it, that still wouldn't have stopped the internet barriers due to satellite internet, virtual private networks, and proxies. And if you become familiar with those, you can actually act as a different identity on the internet from anywhere in the world. So a lot of these holes, with the whole piracy issue has to be filled, or the music industry and the entertainment industry is only going to get worse and worse.
No. I disagree with that.
And who is this? Identify yourself. This is
Kano the Great. Yes.
Kano the Great, you disagree. Please tell us why. Inform us, brother. Inform us.
You can't go on and change the internet. The internet is free. The good thing about piracy, I ain't saying piracy is great, but as somebody who's underground or something, if something leak out, they're like, who made that beat? A lot of artists nowadays, they're not really artists, they're entertainers. So majority of them, they don't make the money by record sales. They make it by going to a concert. So if anything, that's why artists bring out mixtapes. They take a different beat from somebody else and make a mixtape, out there. They want that person be interested in a particular artist, that way they go to pay money at the show. Artists don't really make a lot of money on sales on their albums anymore.
Not nowadays.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. Since the incoming of the internet, you're perfectly correct. But sales are still, they still get sales, because other than that, you don't have the majors in place still.
My point by restricting piracy is that that's what killed record sales, is the availability of anyone. You can go on MP3 Skull. You can go into Google, type in Google Coldplay song. Instantly, MP3 Skull will come up. You can download it for free. That site should be shut down. Those sites have to be shut down.
What's the name of that
site? There has to be The government has to step in at some point and control, not take people's freedom, but they have to control this at some point.
But that's what they do.
Don't get me wrong.
If the government steps into the internet, it'll be a game changer, to the point that only the industry leaders that only have deep pockets will be able to control this game, and then. You won't hear of people like a Justin Bieber getting into the game, a Soulja Boy getting into the game.
To be honest with you, from the research I've done, the whole industry is already, the people that are at the top, it is being controlled by payola. And if you look deep into it,
it's not necessarily, don't get me wrong, but that's not nothing new.
One of the biggest YouTube channels in the world, I think accounts for, a ton of the traffic on YouTube. If you payola to get onto that YouTube channel, then you're nearly guaranteed record sales. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, do you start from the ground up? Not really. Most of these artists that are really at the top, it came down to who and what they knew and who knew them and what resources became available to them. Most of these artists that are stuck at the bottom, they're never going to make it. It's sad, but it's the truth, because the people with funding are dominating the industry.
But yes. Wouldn't you agree? I agree with you. Yeah, they've been dominating it forever because, don't get me wrong, money is power. But the thing it is, wouldn't you agree with this, that, I mean, we stand more of a chance of being heard, seen, and respected for our craft than we did 20 years ago?
It definitely. It makes it easier to get out there, for sure. And I think your idea of allowing producers to be able to network is great. I think any way that helps musicians or entertainers is a good
thing.
Not
my idea. I got to give credit due to the man who really feel behind that, and because he's a musician himself, so I have to respect him and respect his craft for it. That's Raw Dog.
Right on.
And if you researched what happened with SOPA, I don't know if you're familiar with the hacker group Anonymous, but they stepped in immediately. And you can background that, Anonymous Hacker Group. And they are against the government changing the Internet. But the government knows they have to.
No, you can't. You can't have government come in and manage the Internet. I'm sorry. That's a great true freedom people have out there.
Who is going to help change the Internet? Because ultimately it's not hurting the people. It's hurting the entertainers.
It hurts everybody, and everybody gains from it too. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get viral videos and such things. But for a government to control the Internet, No.
Yeah, because aren't we talking about a worldwide network? So just for our government to try to regulate it, what happens from overseas? Then they're going to be the ones that are going to be capitalizing on everything we do.
You're right.
Come on.
It's a really bad situation.
Tell us the truth. He's the government.
Okay,
he's the government.
He's
trying to get out.
You're about to find out about all those arrest warrants you got right now.
Yeah, we bring the government in, and the government be listening to your program.
Oh, man.
God bless America. Okay.
No government control.
Well, can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Of course, you may.
Okay, I was, I think you all know by now, I spent a lot of time living overseas. And I know over there, it was so common that they had programs just to steal music from the state because they would get it later. You see what I'm saying? So that was going on for a long time. I mean, I know people who did it, and I would always say that's not right because that artist, you're taking money out of that artist's pocket. But the thing about it is that they felt like, oh, well, it's there. You know, we have we pay for the program to steal the music, so technically, you know, we have the right to do what we're doing. And that was very sad until what ended up happening is that overseas, they made it so that they can't even get in and access a lot of the new music that we come out with. And that's something that I know, but I went through that whole process while I was out there because my friend was, I would send music to my friend and say, hey, check this out. But I didn't know that it was very common for them to download it with those special sites that they have. And so as soon as I knew that, when I was actually out there, then I said, you know what? If you want to be a friend of mine, you got to stop doing it. But at the same time, that's my friend who was willing to stop. But still, I mean, people are going to find a way to get in no matter what you do. And that's cross borders. So I do kind of agree with there being some type of limitation on piracy. I'm not saying shut it all down because, of course, the piracy helps to get exposure for artists that might not be seen overseas. But at the same time, you know, for – like, say, for instance, if somebody as me, as a screenwriter and everything, if somebody were to try and steal some of my work and I didn't have, you know, extreme copyrights and lawyers and everything like that, I would be crushed. So I do understand. I do understand why so many people are against it. That's all I have to say.
All right.
And since my,
actually, when we come back, Tiffany, we're going to No, your opinion, you know your opinion strong, baby. I love it. But when we come back, after these messages, we will be talking about should we be regulated? And should there be limitation placed upon the Internet? And why do you feel so, or why you feel so strongly against it? We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. We are, just to let you guys know, we are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio in front of the industry inside circle of the music business. We do this 7 days a week. We play music 7 days a week. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we get into these hot discussions about the industry and things that impact the industry. And on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, it's all music. And Sunday, we take you to church with Pastor Chris Willingham. Y'all stay with us. It's more to come on the other side.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Differences when you have technological problems, how it is. I press one thing and then something else plays. So anyway, we're back to the topic. Let's talk about this music with lyrics versus the instrumental, which is preferred. That's the topic tonight. But before we went to the break, we were talking about regulation. Should the government step in and regulate what's happening on the Internet? Why do you feel strong about it, or why you totally disagree? That's what I want to hear. Should there be censorship? Such as, you know, for me, I'm one who don't like the language, and I don't respect those who I don't respect the reason why people are using foul language in words. But I've always been that way. It's not something that I just changed to. And everybody have their preference. My question is, do you think we should be regulated? I want to start with Big Moochie. Big Moochie, you've been out there in the game for quite some time, and I know you've come to a real appreciation for music. Do you think the FCC should regulate what's going on over the Internet?
Well, I feel that they should regulate these free download sites. I seriously do. Also, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not right, period. You know what I'm saying? Because what makes you get the right to just go out, find people's music, and then just post it on your page for people to download it for free? I mean, I can see if you did like streams where people came and buy it, but you know what I'm saying? But they're doing it where people can just download the music for free, and that's taking, like you said, money out the artist's mouth. Hello?
Sorry, my man. I was thrown on to mute. You said, now you were saying that you think it should be regulated as far as people being able to download your music for free. That shouldn't be okay. And you feel that they should step in some kind of way to control that.
Yeah, control it. I mean, it's cool if to me it's cool like if somebody just took it and they got it all on there, like on the MP3 sites where you can hear it. You know what I'm saying? But you can't download it for free. You know what I'm saying? They need to shut down all the ones that's giving away other people's music for free because who's making the money? I mean, that's like if I'm somebody just set up a website.
But don't you know that bootlegging has always been around?
Yeah. Yeah, bootlegging always been around, but guess what?
They shut them down on the streets, though. I mean, that when they get caught, they do go to jail for it. you know that, right?
Oh, yeah, but this is the thing, though. The people who bootlegging the music is getting paid for other people's music. These sites on the Internet, you can just go on there and just download it for free, period. Nobody making money.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
I love this because this is something that we really need to get into. But we're going to touch briefly on it tonight.
Hold on. I want to give you an example. If you go online right now, just go to Google and type in one of my songs. Type in Bikers Shuffle. Watch how many free download sites pop up where you can just download my music for free. And I have it on iTunes and on Amazon and things like that where you have to pay for it. But that's
far few in between, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like three pages full, or they just say, download for free. You know, I'm like, in these sites, you don't have to pay to get on the site to download the music for free. You just click on the site, type on the phone you want, push download, you got it on your computer. Then the sites, I feel, should be regulated. They should actually be shut down. I mean, it would be cool if you could go on that site, type it in, and just push play, and you can listen to it. You'd be like, I like this. Let me go ahead and find out how to buy it. But not just type the song in and then just push download, and you just download it for free.
I mean, this is just my opinion. If they're going to download, give you free stuff of other people's stuff, it shouldn't be no more than a few seconds where we're able to do it legally.
Ah, yeah, now that's good, too, like a snippet. But,
yeah, a snippet.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna go to Anthony last because he kind of brought this topic up. And then we're gonna go come back to him. Kano, what's your thoughts?
My question to Big Moochie is: you want the government to regulate the internet? What happens when the government comes in and regulates your lyrics? So that's why it's a fine line. Yeah, that's a fine line.
You said regulate the lyrics, like in manner? You talking about like the profanity?
Yeah. Once they just come in and say, "Well, we're going to regulate what you say, in songs," then
in the sense of your as far as freedom of speech.
Well, just saying, once the government gets in and starts to regulate anything, it always turns bad in a sense. So
we're not talking about just regulating the regular internet. It's just the free things like how they did Napster.
But you can't do it. They already do it now. There's regulation out there. I mean, software and computers, I know a lot. Networking and all that type of stuff, too. So they got programs out there. It's just going to happen because that's just the way
it is. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. The internet's kind of a wild animal because, I mean, some of the biggest companies is even getting taken for that. I mean, you can get and free software over the internet that they've spent, you know, millions of dollars developing.
Yeah, they spent a million dollars. People are always going to fight. College has been around since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
What you have to do as an artist is be creative and make someone want to go out and buy that. You know, there's people out there, I'm sure, that may download a song, but then they want to go out and actually buy it. And even with nowadays with music, when you download the MP3, you ain't even really getting the sound quality of how a song used to be, you know, like a record, vinyl, you know what I'm saying, that real sound. MP3, is, you know, it's a loss of way sound anyway.
I really don't agree with that one because
I think digital is clear. That's my thing. But,
because, like, the radio stations and, like, a lot of the radio DJs that I deal with, they just say send me the MP3. They don't ask for the hard copy.
We're going to bring Tiffany Hightower into this. What you think, Tiffany?
Well, I mean, honestly, I agree with what the gentleman said. There are so many ways, especially with music, because what ends up happening is that I think that artists should take a little bit more time to make sure that they have all the copyrights, that they have all the rights to their work. Because what ends up happening is that artists, a lot of times, they get excited, and then they start leaking things out. They leak it out themselves, and then, yeah, and so then all people do is just tap into what they leaked on, and by the time they do get the rights, it's already halfway across the world. So all I'm saying is that the artist needs
concept,
to be that one.
Somebody to flip that concept and made it their own and everything.
Exactly.
You know, it's just great reality.
Yeah, so all I say is to the artist, make sure that you have protected your work. Because otherwise, yeah, okay, it can happen. People do, even if you have all the rights, even if you have all the legalities connected to it, it is possible for people to steal your work. But at the same time, when you leak it out yourself, and then, you know, 2 months later, when you actually get the rights and, like, all the copyrights, all that stuff done, it's too late at that point.
I just was asked, how did we jump off the subject?
I have no idea. I'm thinking, I'm like,
vocals against instrumental. Come on, man.
Usually I can pull it back, but this time it was so far gone that I couldn't even.
No, we got to, that just opened up a can of worms. We definitely got to talk about that. And I agree with that. But let's say this. Okay. Let's say the instrumental was in place, right, or wasn't in place. How would radio be today if it was just vocals? Would you appreciate if the music was not there, if there was no music?
I appreciate it a cappella, honestly. But, yeah. I mean, of course the beat adds to it, but if somebody can really do a good a cappella, I'm for it.
All right, you ready?
Beat lyrics go hand in hand. It's like the difference between Shakespeare and Mozart, you know what I'm saying? They're both great, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, though. Back in the day, it was possible. It's just not the same time. The music has changed. You know,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, even if... Come on, like, if we really think about it, most of us in our generation, so to speak, most of us, if we hear even the instrumental to, say, a Luther Vandross song, we'll know the song and we'll still love the song all the same and start singing the lyrics to it ourselves. But now it's just not as common so that we have artists that we can do the same thing to.
Well,
I mean,
suppose we never had the Luther Vandross on that song. Could it be appreciated the same? And we'll know the song, but we really won't know the communication that was delivered.
Are you trying to throw me under the bus, Al?
No,
yeah, going hard and fast with skid marks.
I don't want to have
just
a domestic kind of fight,
just
baby. Please.
And sparks shooting from your feet.
Just
yeah,
a moment.
He's trying
let me
to
just,
throw you
let me
there.
Clarify.
I saw it. But let me jump in there and save her.
Stop it.
But let me jump in there and save her. The only artist that I ever heard that could sing without music was Johnny Mathis, and his Ave Maria, you could hear a pin drop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the only one that I've ever heard that could captivate an audience without music. And I didn't believe it, but I was there. I experienced it. No, I was not a Johnny Mathis fan, but the female I was dating, she was. So that's how I got there. And I was overwhelmed. I couldn't believe that there was a vocalist that could just no music and stand there and captivate a crowd.
Did he do his whole concert that way, or did he deliver?
Well, not his
an
whole concert. No,
that you
no, no.
Appreciate it.
No. Not his whole concert.
There's many singers that can do it without music. There's rappers that could do it without music and still captivate the audience. But could that whole thing go without the instruments being involved? Now we know we can listen to a jazz concert and be there, sit there and be captivated. But do they need to change different artists so they can keep our interest, or would one be just good enough to do that whole concert?
No, my Uncle Randy, he tried it and it didn't work. We all got up and went outside.
But that was Uncle Randy. That was Uncle Randy. But let's say we step up with some of the greats. Could we actually?
God. But what great?
Okay.
Do you know of a great poetic?
Did Kenny G offset his concert with someone an opening act that was singing?
I mean, he could if he wanted to, but I mean, he threw a concert by himself.
You know who?
What about today's
day and age?
Yeah, I think in today's day and age, you have to have an instrumental with it. I mean, it really adds the energy and everything. But I think a good a cappella will always be respected, and that, you know, a lot of the best performers, they really work to perfect their a cappella.
The vocals go hand in hand. Vocals are an instrument. As a music maker and the writer, vocals are an instrument. This is like me making a song and I don't have a bass line. You know, just piano, you know, progression without a bass line. The vocals add in there. They layer in there. So they all have to fit together. They have to coordinate.
Right. Boys and men.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, now you brought up artists. Al Jarreau, okay. Now, he doesn't sing in all of his songs, but then he does instrumentations with his mouth. You got to need
six?
Take Six, but they don't do a whole concert a cappella.
Yeah, but they play the instrument parts with their mouth.
Yeah, but when I saw them, they also had a band up there too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets a little deep after 35 minutes of just their a cappella. I mean, you know.
All right, we're getting ready to wind down. So
I got a question, though.
Go ahead.
You go ahead,
Tiffany. I have somebody, a hip-hop artist that I think could do it, and I would still listen to this artist, is Eminem. I think he's such a good lyricist that I would listen and have heard him with no music, nothing. Just rocking it out.
The whole concert?
Okay, you know what, Al? Let me tell you what.
He's been trying to throw you under the bus ever since he found out you was on deck.
You are so lucky because I just got off the plane yesterday. Because this is the only reason I'm too tired to just, you know what I mean? You can have this one. I will bow down and say, you know what? I've worked 16 hours already. I just got off a flight yesterday. This is the only reason. Don't try
no,
that
Tiffany,
next time
don't,
I come on the
don't,
line.
Don't
try that.
Don't. You have sparks coming off your feet.
I thought you talked to her for a long time before this show. And I'm going to tell you something, man. You turned her against me, and I know you did, man. I know
it. I wouldn't do that.
Y'all see what I'm saying? We going to throw poetic under the bus tonight. That's what the deal is. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
No.
Do you hear that, Kano? Do you hear that?
No. No, because see, Raw Dog learned his lesson.
That's
right.
Right.
So it's just you. You're like, okay, let me try now. And it's not going to work, but I'll remember this. I'll remember this next time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tiffany, for telling me.
All right.
You.
I do want to wind down. I want to ask you, I'm going to go around real quick. So do we all agree or disagree that the marriage between the vocals and the instrumental is a necessary part of the music society? I'm going to go around. I'm going to start with Anthony.
Yeah, I definitely think it is. That, you know, especially with the energy and everything, you could potentially start off like an a cappella, let the beat come in. But the energy you get from a great song usually comes from the melody within the hook and, you know, the instrumentation and everything. So I definitely think it's crucial. But at the same time, I believe that for, you know, every artist that really wants to be a great performer, they really have to work on their a cappella and live performance.
Okay. Big Moochie.
I agree exactly. I say it go hand in hand, really.
Okay. And Kano.
It's a marriage. It's a creation. That's how you create songs. You know, you when you write music, you sometimes you get inspired by just listening to an instrumental. That's how a song is created. This is a marriage between vocals and instrumentation. And like I said, the vocals are an instrument in a sense. You know, when you rap or something, you just ain't rapping like you're talking. You know what I'm saying? You change it up. So basically, when you hear a lyric or when you hear instrumental, it kind of promotes how the lyrics are going to go. And they both go together.
All right. And Tiffany.
Well, the truth is that I do agree 100%. I think both are equally as important. I think no matter what genre you do, no matter if you're an artist that raps, sings, just plays music, whatever it is, I think there does need to be that marriage. And also, it makes it so you're not limited. It makes it so you don't get pigeonholed. Now, at the same time, with that being said, I really didn't want to agree with you on anything today, Al, but I have to agree with you.
You go, girl. You go, Diddy.
But I have to go ahead and agree. This is my honest feeling. But, you know, I just know in my mind I did not plan on agreeing with you at all.
And you told
me. I love you, baby. I love you. It's always a good fight when TH come up.
Yeah, I do for y'all. I have an idea for y'all. Now, this ain't copywritten, okay? You guys were talking earlier about how to, you know, get people to, like,
Wait.
You know,
I'm about to say this because we got, like, 2 minutes. And I want you to, this, and what you're about to do is what I'm about to ask. So, if you guys want to hear a show on the instrumental, how do you guys feel like hearing a show on the acapella? And then, on both of those shows, we all come together and we rate those shows. What that sound like?
That sounds fun.
I guess you could do that.
If you're doing an instrumental, you know what I'm saying, with different producers, I say, you know, at least just give like a minute and 5 seconds, not no full 4 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
You can't do
that. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to do a show titled The Acapella, live again.
Why we got to do it that? Why can't we do a show called The Beats? See, because you're
and then
hilarious.
We're going to do a show. Hey, listen. Well, put it this way. We'll do a show called The Beat, live example, you know, call in to rate it.
Okay, before we do the lyrics, right?
But we got, guys, collectively, everybody on this show, I'm asking you guys, could you help us? Let's bring in the people so we can have us an awesome time. All we ask that when we do a post, y'all share the post and then encourage your people to come in. Social media is so powerful. We can actually make a hit through social media, guys. But we have to do it collectively.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm down for the
team.
Tiffany?
Oh, yeah. Now, can I
hear my last statement?
Or are you just going to skip over me because you're mad?
Tiffany?
I'm down.
You notice how he left me out.
Yeah,
he was trying to throw me in.
Oh, Rondo, what's your last thoughts for tonight?
Okay, my breakdown is let's call music comes from the soul. Lyrics come from the heart. And as a marriage, they go to the brain of the listener. And that's how I see music, you know, and that's the way I see it put together. You got to, you know, the music comes from the soul, the lyrics come from the heart, and then they go to the brain. The brain of the listener.
And they register to the brain of the listener. I love
right.
that, man. That was powerful, Raw Dog. Hey, I didn't want to agree with you tonight. I was really going to throw you under the bus, but, hey, man, I got to agree with you. Did that sound familiar, Tiffany?
Oh, see, he was trying to throw somebody.
Wait. See, I like how you – I should have copywritten what I said. Damn.
You want to get deep with it. When you listen to a song that's created an instrumental, it carries a frequency. That's why you're able to know a difference between the song that is happy, the song that is sad, you know what I'm saying? Because they all carry a different frequency, a mood that shoots to your brain.
That's true.
Okay, y'all, guess what? We could do a show called The Beat. We could do one called titled The Acapella, and then we could do one called The Marriage of Them Both. And then we can actually get the beat maker and the vocalist, try to tie them together and see if we can get some live examples of them to come back and record it, and then we hear what they put together on the show. What do you think about that?
Good. I can't say anything because I'm just not agreeing with you anymore. We have a conversation to have later. This is not.
You know, it sounds like to me the answer to that question is what came first, the chicken or the egg? I hear you. You know,
the branch fell in the forest and you wasn't there. Would you hear it?
Right.
No.
Right.
That's true.
What'd you say?
True.
It was just too heavy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
We got to get into the music portion, Poetic.
All
right,
guys,
for all the listeners out here, I want to say one thing. We broadcast on Spreaker, Hip Hop National Radio on Spreaker. Go over there and listen to Hip Hop National. We do an in-the-mix show of an hour. We post once a week on Thursdays. And tomorrow's Thursday, so look for the new one to come up. All right, back to you, Poetic.
All right, guys. If you have not already done it, do it now. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music now. We want your submission. We want to hear it on the show, and we'd love to get you on to the topics that we introduced tonight, as in the sense of the beat, the acapella, and then the marriage of them both. So let's talk about it. That's what we do right here on Hip Hop National. Dr. A.T., please take it away.
You party all around the club. A hip to the hop, and you know we don't stop. Singing out when you have to go.
Thank you, guys.
A hip to the hop, and you know we don't stop. You party all around the club. A hip to the hop, and you know we don't stop. Singing out when you have to go.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. A.T. I'm your host, Dr. A.T.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poetic, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Poetic, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. A.T. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you got to do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Perception and share my history.
Kill it. Tell them about
me. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rose out the womb full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob, Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So no motion around here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the south side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my southern hospitality. With me, nice guy. Plus they can hear it in my speech. Brothers film records, now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy.
my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like, let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Dr. AT, ER crew.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go, now they flow. It's two step doubles. We can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two step doubles. But I'ma take it slow. Now they flow. We on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Now they flow. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. Still rock big shoes and procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I two step while I'm sipping my drink. You know I gotta have a dark color cup of pink. Cuban link. She got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. See on the dance floor and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own damn world, homie, stay in your lane. So that dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you two step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do, do, so let's do. Got it slow. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Got it slow. Two step double. I'm so out of control, like David Letterman. Yeah, it's my show. Got it slow. Got a bad dude. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you get loose, coming out your clothes. Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night. Now they go, baby. Just do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. Now they about to take the party over another side of the club. This one from love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on. Come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. It's two-step double, now you two-step for me. And I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's do. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Next on deck, Sam OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream of, girl.
Shit. Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream of,
girl. Roscoe Fettuccine.
Sam OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang?
G-Music anything you can think of. House on the hill with a chandelier.
Next on deck, G Squad marching.
There will be marching. Way down south. Song will be singing. In the east. Song will be gathering. Way in the west. Song will be shouting. Way in the north.
They will be marching. Way down south. They will be.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
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 Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the storms, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless through stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
2 steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of a supreme being. 1, 2.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and hell, you're like the sun shining forth from a biting storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender.
My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you through stained-glass blue.
Stained-glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in the celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we've ever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue.
Next on deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Got some homies down in Waco, they keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. So send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo. Is God giving me an opportunity, or is Satan trying to ruin me? Persistently pursuing me, the devil's so alluring. Always trying to influence me, but I'm strong so I won't do it. See, I'm great at enduring, he's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings and repented for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this sh-. It's so ridiculous the way he spits. It's just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evident. This homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president. So full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant. Gangster with some etiquette. The government better quit. We know about Connecticut. Yeah, said this deceitful with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government's negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheet, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, she's hot.
Oh, it's hot. Yeah, yeah. Mr. D alone.
go again. Baby so free, look at how she get it low again. Down on one knee, bring it up, drop the flow again. Baby see me, turn it round, hit the flow and then go and do your thing. All I wanna see is fantasy, baby what it be. I got one night in the city, be my fantasy. Julio then got up, he feel like I done anything. How you got it on the squirrel, girl, got me going lean. Welcome to my world, girl, if you wanna go and swing, you can swing it over here now, bring it close to me. On the quad in, see it's gonna be a party. Celebrate it while I play it, go and sign it, peace.
And we the type to get us a little switch with JP on the hook. That's some good shit.